This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 3/27/2018. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your host, Daniel Brigman. You probably already knew that, though. We have a little bit of an unusual beginning. We're going straight to the guests, straight to the heavy hitters. We have Jerome Corsi holding on the line. He, of course, needs a little introduction to our audience. He's a New York Times bestselling author, a lot of research about Obama, about his birth certificate, what have you. He's also a Washington correspondent for InfoWars. His new book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. That's what we're going to be talking about, maybe some other stuff. Jerome Corsi, welcome to the Power Hour.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Very good. I get a lot of books to read. There's no question. And I'm going to have to confess, I don't read many of them. I skim or I see little parts. Your book is very compelling. I found myself upset I didn't have enough time to read the whole thing. Very good. You're a very good writer, my friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that greatly.
On chapter 11, I'm going to read the first sentence of that chapter. The central premise of this book is that President Trump is the target of a coup d'etat being undertaken by the deep state, including the CIA, NSA, and other intelligence agencies that maintain a commitment to a globalist New World Order. Kind of sums up your book there. Give us a little bit of background on the deep state and where they are in this fight to remove Donald Trump.
Well, I wrote the book really, and you're correct, to wrote Killing the Deep State, because I wanted to show there's smoking gun evidence in the FBI. I mean, when you read the book, I think you're stunned that there is an actual coup d'etat effort ongoing, and I think it's still ongoing, to remove President Trump from office. And it included other operatives in the Department of Justice and the CIA. And they're the main deep state operatives, holdovers from the Obama administration that are New World Order and their orientation and really much more aligned with Hillary Clinton and basically hate Donald Trump and want him out of office.
It's very surreal to have somebody of your stature say what you just said. I mean, it sounds like a third world banana republic. How deeply entrenched is this deep state? And is Donald Trump, is he making progress? Is he winning? Is he draining the swamp? Is the swamp draining him? What's going on?
Well, the swamp creatures are biting back pretty hard. They're not going to go easy.
Yeah, I would say.
I point out the smoking gun evidence, I think, is really the this conversation and email exchange between Peter Strozek, who was the head of the counterintelligence division of the FBI, a very senior position, and Lisa Page, who is an attorney in the FBI. They were having an affair. And in the office of Andrew McCabe, who was like number two or three of the FBI, now fired, by the way, Page and Strozek had this conversation in which they say they want to, they just hate Donald Trump. They think it would be a tragedy if he won the election, and they're conspiring to say, well, if he does win, we need an insurance policy so we can be sure to get him out of office by, you know, they want to impeach him. And I think they settle on this Fusion GPS dossier, this, which the FBI never authenticated, never validated. They settled on that as the document they were going to use to try to get Donald Trump removed from office, get FISA warrant, court approval to do electronic surveillance.
It seems like a very historical moment. As you did research for this, did you find yourself placing this in some kind of historical perspective? How big a moment is this for America right now and what's going on?
Well, I think that's also a good question. I mean, I don't think we've ever had a time like this in the country. I mean, the Watergate, yes, involved crimes. It involved, you know, the Republicans, Richard Nixon specifically, you know, basically breaking into the office of the Democratic National Convention. But the Democrats weren't in power, and this was not a coup d'etat attempt. And so this one is really a whole level more serious, especially since this electronic surveillance information, I think fraudulently obtained by this misrepresenting this Fusion GPS dossier, at least in part, gets this information gets to the White House, and then Valerie Jarrett unmasks the names. She identifies the people who are in this, caught up in this web of electronic surveillance, and those names are leaked to the press. And, I mean, those are a series of violations which, you know, should constitute crimes. And since it was perpetrated in the advancement of keeping Donald Trump from being president, the electronic surveillance was going on even for some 6 months after Donald Trump was in the White House. And I doubt if he knew that the FBI was conducting electronic surveillance on his White House. I mean, it's preposterous, really, but it is a coup d'etat, and that's a treasonable crime.
It's actually reading the book, you know, and I know I've known a lot of this, our audience has heard a lot of these things. The way you put it together and the order of it is so powerful. It's really stunning to see a body that's supposed to be entrusted with our law, our Constitution, in violation of it. Let me ask you this, because from our side, meaning our audience, I think they're asking this question. We've been so used to being, you know, for lack of a better word, screwed over by our government, lied to, propagandized, whatever. And now we see Trump as some white knight in many ways. Does he realize, personally, do you get the sense he realizes he's in the middle of the war for basically our Constitution, our republic? Does he realize that?
I believe he does. He gave several speeches. I've known Donald Trump a long time in New York, and I think he understands the historical significance of the challenge ahead of him. Another part of the book I think that's important, I build a compelling case in Killing the Deep State that Barack Obama is still secretly working behind the scenes to oust President Trump. He's almost like the wizard behind the screen. He's had a couple of operatives like Valerie Jarrett who moved in with the Obamas to this mansion they bought in Washington, D.C. after they moved out of the White House. And it appears that President Obama is still working night and day against President Trump.
The book is Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump, if you're just joining us. We're talking to Jerome Corsi. In the book, you lay out a plan of attack, a counterattack, you say. You say that America, President Trump, has been propagandized, a war is going on that way, but there must be a counterattack. Let's talk about that counterattack.
Well, the counterattack that I propose is to really undermine those who are attacking President Trump. You can't do it. You can't undermine a propaganda attack with the truth. So you say there is no evidence of Russian collusion. Well, Robert Mueller, the special counselor, says, "Well, I haven't looked hard enough yet. I'll find it. I just need to keep looking," and that doesn't do it. What you have to do is you have to say, "Well, you know, Robert Mueller, it looks like, and Rod Rosenstein, number two in the Justice Department, were involved in covering up this information about a Russian bribery scheme that was ongoing in the U.S. uranium industry. They covered it up before this Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States voted to sell Uranium One to the Russian state energy company. Now, when that sale occurred, the Clintons got $147 million into the Clinton Foundation, big payoff. But the point is, had Mueller and Rosenstein brought this information forward before the committee voted, the sale of the Uranium One to the Russian energy giant state corporation would never probably have gone through. And I think this is the basis, that cover-up, in which you could have a grand jury investigate Mueller and Rosenstein, and once they were under subpoena for a criminal investigation of which they were targeted, I doubt that Mueller could stay as special counsel or Rosenstein stay as number two in the Justice Department. So by showing the history of how these people have worked together, and you know, when you read my book, I think you're really going to be shocked about the deep connections between people like George Soros, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and yes, the special prosecutor Robert Mueller. I prove that all these people have been working together for decades.
It was refreshing but shocking in some ways how matter-of-factly you present some of this evidence. It's like, you know, the CIA benefiting from the drug trade, the NSA, the FBI, unhinged. You're not painting a very good picture of our government and why we're concerned. One of the key points that you've made is the DOJ, how corrupt it is. It seems like Donald Trump, what you're saying, Donald Trump has to mount some kind of counteroffensive. How key is that, and can the DOJ be any help at all?
I think Donald Trump's got to launch a massive offensive, and the DOJ and the FBI, maybe Donald Trump is right. The best solution is to destroy the building and start all over again. The corruption is rampant, and I think more than just through the top levels. There's a lot of corruption all the way through the organization that I find. But the point is that, for instance, there's nothing Hillary Clinton could have done that would have gotten her an indictment. You even see McCabe and Strozek, who are rewriting James Comey's statement to the nation on Hillary's email system, changing terms like grossly negligent and her use of classified information, which would have been a crime, to extremely careless. Not mentioning that President Obama had a pseudonym as a email address and password that he used to access Hillary Clinton's private email server when she was out of the country. Now, that would have been if Hillary had, instead they changed that to say a high government official, not naming President Obama. Of course, if Hillary had been indicted for misuse of government classified information over a private server, well, then President Obama would have equally been culpable because he accessed that private server and probably was exchanging, you know, classified information, but certainly when Hillary was out of the country and when it was most insecure. And these things were all covered up. They were all swept under the rug while the Department of Justice and the FBI went off on this, I think, witch hunt, trying to take the Fusion GPS dossier, which they knew to be not documentable, and using it as the basis for electronic surveillance of the opponent's campaign. I mean, all the information about Trump's campaign was now available to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, because I don't have any doubt they were being shared that information. We know the White House was being shared, and I wouldn't be surprised if Hillary Clinton herself had access to that information.
There's the music for the break. We got a commercial, then we got one more segment with Jerome Corsi, Killing the Deep State, the fight to save President Trump. We'll talk more about the DOJ, more about Sessions, and what's the most important thing now? What is the most important thing with Jerome Corsi? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen. Jerome's agreed to go a little bit past the bottom of the hour here, another segment. So we got two segments with Jerome Corsi, which is fantastic. His new book, he's a best-selling author, and I'm not just saying this. I get a lot of books. His book is so easy to read and comes together in such a way that by the time it's just jaw-dropping how he dispels the information to you. It's very, very well written. The name of it is The Killing the Deep State. Killing the Deep State, the fight to save President Trump. And, you know, looking from my perspective, our audience perspective, Trump's in a battle, in a war. And it's not just his war, it seems like it's America's war. This is the war for the last bastion of our republic. Will the deep state topple our republic? Will the people, the rule of the people, we the people, our endowment, our rights, our unalienable rights by God, will they rule? I think that's what's at stake. That's all. I mean, just nothing else, just that. In the book, you talk a lot about the DOJ, how compromised they are. You've mentioned that. Let's go right to the top. Sessions. It doesn't seem like he's done a lot. What's the deal with Sessions? Is he a friend to Donald Trump and to America?
Well, I think I've known Jeff Sessions for a long time, and I think he is a friend to Donald Trump, and I think his heart is in the right place. I think he's compromised. I think because of the discussions he had with Carter Page, this was the peripheral person to the Trump campaign that was the target of the electronic surveillance on Russia. And by the way, I think Carter Page was probably a Department of Justice undercover agent because he had done this before in another Russian sting in 2015. But I think Sessions is worried he might have said something. He might be indicted. But we just found out that McCabe had actually begun a criminal investigation of Sessions for his testimony, his confirmation here, you know, over things he said about Russia. I mean, they were out to get Sessions, too, and this deep state. And certainly McCabe and the other actors at the Justice Department and the FBI did not want Sessions coming in, thinking he was going to be really a tough and effective Trump loyalist. But I think it's been very disappointing what Jeff Sessions has done. I think it's because he's afraid at this stage of his life he doesn't want to spend the rest of his life under criminal indictment.
Well, reading your book, and I agree with, you know, at least most of what I've read, Trump has to take action and take action seriously. The only way you fight off a bully is to punch the nose. And in this case, it means going right after probably Hillary, probably Comey, the like, Rosenstein maybe. How is that possible when the DOJ's compromised and Sessions has been basically neutered?
Well, I take the strategy to be, first of all, to get Mueller and Rosenstein under criminal investigation themselves for their cover-up role in this Uranium One Russian bribery scheme. I think that's a serious offense, and I think crimes were committed in not making that information available to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States before it voted. There's other issues. They were also a cover-up combination during the HSBC, this banking laundering of money, which I write about, where the bank was laundering drug money and also terrorist money, and it was caught. I've been part caught it. One of the branch managers brought 1,000 pages of funds that were being used to launder money, and I recognized it and started writing about it. But I think the cover-up was they didn't want anyone to know that the CIA was involved in the drug running. I mean, there's any number of things you can get Mueller and Rosenstein on, and I think that Trump needs to insist a grand jury be called to investigate them both. When they're under investigation, they'll have to resign. And I think the Trump counterattack is, as I point out in the book, Hillary Clinton and John Podesta were the ones really colluding with Russia. They were being paid millions of dollars by Russia. I even list the bank accounts, the offshore accounts, the Russian oligarchs who were paying Hillary and John Podesta, not just for Uranium One, but also selling military technology to Russia under the reset, including this hypersonic technology that's now gone into making this Russian missile we can't shoot down. I think there's plenty here to turn the tables and to begin getting a special prosecutor in place that will be able to investigate the Democrats, who I think were the ones really colluding with Russia and really trying to steal the presidency in a coup d'etat, preventing Trump from winning, and if he did win, to have a concocted, unverifiable basis, this Russian collusion theme, to try to impeach him.
This is all just stunning. I mean, it's hard to even grasp the weight of what you just said. How is he going to start an investigation when the DOJ is so compromised? Who will appoint the special prosecutor? We'll get to that question right after this break. One more segment with Jerome Corsi. He's been gracious enough to continue killing the deep state, the fight to save President Trump. That's the book. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Sometimes looking at this, seeing the news, seeing the calculated, I mean, just calculated, what other word can you use? Stabbing? Assassination of the presidency, materialistically, it's stunning. You get the feeling that Donald Trump is isolated. The new book by Jerome Corsi, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump, doesn't do anything to change that mindset. In fact, it makes it worse. It's a very good read. It just absolutely sucks you in, Killing the Deep State, and that's what we want to do. Jerome, is Donald as isolated as maybe the book to believe? Who is even there to be his friend, to even help him with his counteroffensive? I mean, give us a picture.
Well, I think Donald Trump's actually pretty capable of organizing it himself. He's always been operated with a very small staff. And, you know, I think that the key here is that Donald Trump now recognizes just exactly what he's up against. I mean, look at my book. I've been banned by all the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS. This book, Killing the Deep State, is going to be probably one of the best-selling books to date on the whole Trump presidency. It's been number one on Amazon. And yet I'm not going to get an interview with the New York Times or the Washington Post. I think Donald Trump understands that these mainstream media outlets are dead set against him. And they're part of the deep state propaganda machine that he's fighting.
We've heard rumors that there are sealed indictments or indictments on the way for a lot of these things, especially about pedophilia, that in the midst of all this, he is, it's stunning what he's accomplished, honestly. I would be in my room in the fetal position, I think. It's a stunning what he's done. Are there indictments on the horizon?
There are indictments, but I think the sealed indictments are more on the pedophilia and MS-13 cases. What I think is happening here is that the investigations we're going to see need perhaps the Inspector General's report to come out. There's going to be a turning point, and Donald Trump, I think, is staging that very quickly, where Mueller's investigations run out of gas. I mean, Mueller essentially indicted 13 Russians who are not going to come back to the United States to face trial for posting on the Internet, you know, the social media, it did not affect the election. This is what the Department of Justice said, and Donald Trump was not involved, nor was his campaign, in colluding with these Russians. Now, if that's all Mueller has, Mueller is out of gas. And I think that's going to be apparent to the American people very quickly, if not already. And you're going to see increasing moves and demands from Congress that a special prosecutor be investigated to go after the real crimes that were committed during the election. That's by the Democrats. And
who is it? Let me interject right there. Who is it that would appoint the special counsel? Can Trump initiate this, or
no,
are we relying on Sessions?
It'd have to come from the Attorney General. And Trump may need to get a new Attorney General before he gets a special prosecutor. But I think once Sessions, if Mueller, you know, my staging of this would be to first make sure that Mueller and Rosenstein are under criminal investigation. Then they have to step down. And then at that point, I think Sessions could be fired without the political repercussions and a new Attorney General appointed. There's some scenario here that Donald Trump will work out, but it's going to end up in a counterattack where he's going to be going after these people. But again, look at the odds. I mean, I don't think it's any surprise that just as my book, Killing the Deep State, is released, Director Jim Comey has, you know, from former director of the FBI, has his book coming out, and the press are going to fawn all over him. He's going to be, you know, the new victim, and he's going to talk about a higher calling. Yet Comey is the one who took this this Fusion GPS dossier to the FISA court on Russian collusion to get electronic surveillance on Donald Trump's campaign at least three different times. And yet when Comey was under oath, he told Congress that he thought that the Fusion GPS was lies. It was scurrilous. It couldn't be substantiated. Well, one time or the other, Comey was lying either to Congress or to the court. And, you know, one of those is allegedly a crime. Now, I think Comey shouldn't be a hero, but this, again, is part of what Donald Trump is facing, is the mainstream media, just like my book, the mainstream media does not want anybody to read Killing the Deep State, because when you do, I think you're sufficiently, as they say, red-pilled, you know, in the Matrix movie, you've now been opened up to the fact that there is a deep corruption within the FBI and the Department of Justice, extending all the way up to the CIA, and this coup d'etat plan, which is treasonous, was well underway and has not yet been stopped within these departments.
Well, let me tell you a little bit my experience. I know pretty, you know, generally, most everything in the book, the generality of it. I've known that, right? I'm reading the book, I am just absolutely sucked in. And by the time I read it, and the way you write I've written a book. I know how hard it is to write and how to draw people in. By the time I'm done reading a chapter or even a few paragraphs on a subject, my mind is completely expanded on it. It's like you said it. It's like taking a red pill on this. I am stunned by the in your face tyranny that we are seeing, and it's just I just have to commend you, Jerome. What a fantastic book.
Well, thank you. And I think every American reading this book is going to be, killing the deep state. Is going to be stunned, because whoever thought we'd have a coup d'etat attempt in the United States to depose a president who was rightfully put into place by the Electoral College after winning a vote for presidency. I mean, this is astounding to me, including committing crimes, electronic surveillance, 6 months into Donald Trump being in the White House, finding no Russian collusion, and month after month after month, the special prosecutor is still out there trying to indict someone. Even the little details. All this, I think, to me, is just completely astounding and a call for action.
All right. We've got a little bit of time left. Just quickly, do you think... who's going to win here? Is America going to win? Is Trump going to win? Is the coup d'etat going to win? The deep state? How would you handicap this race right now?
I'm betting Trump wins, because I've known Donald Trump for a long time, and he always looks like he's going to lose just before he wins. He did that on the election. All the polls, everybody thought he's going to lose. He wins. Here, all the odds are stacked against him. He's got special prosecutor investigating him and everybody else daily. He's got the deep state conspirators still in place in the Department of Justice and the FBI plotting against him. And the lies and crimes being committed, I document in the book, are ongoing. Yet I think Donald Trump has a special kind of blessing by God, as it were. I mean, I think it's hard to explain, but he has a remarkable ability to pull through these difficulties. He always has, even in his business career. And I wrote the book, The Fight to Save Donald Trump, because I think it's imperative that Americans get behind President Trump and understand what he's dealing with. We've got to support him in this effort, and we've got to turn back the mainstream media, which is lying to us.
There's been a lot of turnover in his cabinet, his lawyer team. His team of lawyers, Dowd has resigned. New lawyers, is this a good sign? Are we bringing in the A-team now, or what?
I think he first got rid of Reince Priebus, all the GOP establishment from Washington said they could do it for him. They didn't succeed in repealing and replacing Obamacare. They're gone. He got rid of the Wall Street crowd, Tillerson, and his advisors who were all basically good Goldman Sachs or Exxon, they're gone. He was trying to bring in Joe DiGenova, who I think is really going to be a good choice, at least to advise President Trump, because DiGenova is married to Victoria Townsend, whose client is William Campbell, and he is the whistleblower in the Russian bribery scheme in the uranium industry. And I think that Trump was on the track that I've outlined. And I think that, of course, they said Joe DiGenova had a conflict of interest and he couldn't join White House counsel. Of course, the Democrats blocked him. But President Trump can still talk to him. President Trump still knows the strategy. And I think if you read deeply into killing the deep state, I do lay out a strategy for Trump to win, which is basically to launching this counterattack and to getting the Democrats. I think the Democrats are going to be sorry, ultimately, that they ever pressed this coup d'etat. And it's going to turn right back on them. And I believe Trump will succeed in ultimately bringing even treason or sedition charges against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Have you sent a copy of this book to Donald Trump?
There's an effort being made right now to get him a copy, yes. I believe it may have been put on his desk today.
On his desk, he needs to put it by his bedstand. He needs to read this thing. It's a fantastic hard copy. Jerome, if you can say one more second. We got commercial and then one more second. If you can.
Sure, I can. I can. Certainly I can.
Fantastic. I got a couple more questions. Jerome Corsi, Killing the Deep State. the fight to save President Trump. Stay tuned.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
On the Power Hour, we interview a lot of whistleblowers, a lot of really deep thinkers, people at the cusp of humanity, the cusp of mankind. And Jerome Corsi is one of those who is be able to peer into the fishbowl, so to speak, and come out with just these gems. And his new gem is Killing the Deep State. the fight to save President Trump. And it's not only saving President Trump, it's really saving America, saving our republic. Fantastic book. I was totally sucked in. Jerome Corsi is an excellent writer. Excellent writer, ladies and gentlemen. I highly recommend this book. He's agreed for one last segment. It's so good to be with you, Jerome. I'm going to ask you a little off-topic question. Something there's one thing that has just absolutely drove me insane about President Trump, really since before he was elected. And I want to ask you about it. His support of civil asset forfeiture is so against the Fourth Amendment and against the Constitution, it just drives me insane. What, do you have any thought about that?
Well, I've opposed it as well, and I think it's also a violation of the Fourth Amendment. The problem is, if you look at certain kinds of crimes, the ill-gotten gains of the crime are one you really want to confiscate. You don't want someone to be able to use those assets in their defense. And it's somehow offensive. I mean, it's off topic, but I can understand how Donald Trump feels offended by people who commit crimes and benefit from them and then want to keep the money. That's just the fundamental reaction he's got. If he thinks seriously about it or deeply about it, I'm sure he's going to ultimately understand that it is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. He would oppose it or restrict it to very narrow circumstances. But again, I know why it's an emotional reaction to the topic he has not given a lot of thought about. That's my guess.
We've seen a divided America and becoming more, maybe polarized is a better word. Of course, we saw the march, what have you. We've seen America wake up at the election. The turning point of our battle for our republic, to me, Donald Trump represents that moment. And it's not necessarily him. He's just the centerpiece of it. And will America turn back to its roots? Will it go towards globalism? To me, it's right here. Your book details that. This is the fight right here. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, that's the last sentence of your book. Like, the fight's right here, right now. What is the most important thing that he must do, America must do right now?
Well, I think we've got to get back to the Constitution. We've got to take a hard look and support Donald Trump, because if this coup d'etat succeeds, and it is shocking, my book, it first shocks you when you read it, even if you know much of the information, it's still shocking. When you think hard that this is a coup d'etat, you would think it never would happen.
Yes.
In America, and it's happening. It's happening by people that we trust to enforce the law. I think the Obama administration had gotten so deeply into weaponizing and politicizing Department of Justice, the FBI, the IRS, and letting the NSA and the CIA do massive surveillance of the population. The left, this hard left, which wants a new world order, which thinks the United States is obsolete, that wants open borders and all the rest. I read at the end of it that the hard left hates the theme of make America great again. That's a little consequence of Donald Trump and his voters, who concluded that Hillary Clinton followed Barack Obama into the White House. The left's utopian dream was certain to turn into an Orwellian totalitarian nightmare. While it may take Trump two terms to complete the mission, there are already millions of Americans praying that God will afford him the opportunity to do so. And I said, they concluded by saying the story of the 2016 election is that Hillary's deplorables won. The story written in the first year of Donald Trump's presidency is that those who voted for him expect him to keep on winning. And I think I expect him to keep on winning, too. And I think he'll turn back this coup d'etat. We're going to see criminal indictments. It may take a while. I think it may take a full year or longer. But I don't think Donald Trump would hesitate to bring even treason or sedition charges against Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And clearly, it looks like some of the evidence of, unmasking the names of the electronic surveillance, leaking these to the press, these are major crimes committed at the White House level in an attempt to deny Donald Trump the presidency.
One of the things I love is how you detailed this coup d'etat, this propaganda machine. You go back to Russia. I think you mentioned China. And the attack that has been on Donald Trump. It's absolutely fascinating to look at it that way. The Constitution here, I was stunned early in his inauguration, or right after his inauguration, one of the first things he did, that news conference, when he pointed his finger back at CNN and said, "You are fake news, no, you're very fake news," he may have done more for America in that simple act than he may ever know. It may be his greatest accomplishment that he has flipped the script on corporate media. Is America waking up enough to corporate media that we can turn this tide?
I think so. But, you know, look, I'm still being blocked by all the major media, by the New York Times will not interview me, the Washington Post will not interview me. I'm not going to be on television with this book. Even Fox News is difficult to penetrate these days. And, you know, you're finding that the Internet and the radio talk shows like yours, these are the channels Americans are turning to. Donald Trump didn't have any mainstream media press. The New York Times, the Wall Street Journal trashed him during the campaign. ABC, NBC, CBS were just one step behind CNN and MSNBC in trashing Donald Trump. They're still doing it. But the vast American, majority of Americans, I think, see through this, except for the elite. You know, except for the... And the Democratic Party, I think, is going so far hard left that it was willing to entertain somehow or other its insanity, that a coup d'etat was justified because Donald Trump was evil in their view. He didn't go along with their agenda of identity politics. You know, he's not a saint. And, of course, Bill Clinton wasn't a saint either. But because he was on the left, the Democrats excused it. And these are the hypocrisies, I think, that the American people are seeing. Donald Trump has got to bring these conspirators who are the coup d'etat to justice. He's got to get them indicted.
Has to. We're about to the end of the interview. Let me say personally and for all our listeners, thank you so much for your book. Thank you for coming on. I have so enjoyed talking to you. I am really surprised. One of Donald Trump's, and he said it repeatedly, he's talked about our republic. He's talked about our rights come from God, not man. We worship God. We worship family. We don't worship bureaucracy. I haven't heard a president say that in a long, long time, maybe my whole life, my whole adult life for sure. This is what we're fighting for. This is what I feel at this moment, and I feel that we can push through and that we are pushing through. Last thought to yours, Jerome Corsi. We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, I just want to make sure everybody knows that the book is Killing the Deep State, and the subtitle is The Fight to Save President Trump. It's available everywhere in bookstores now. My name is Corsi, Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I, and you can find it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BooksAMillion.com.
Well, thank you, Jerome. Killing the Deep State. God bless you. Thanks, Jerome.
Romana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.